I grew up in a very domestic, violent home. I remember being told this story about when I was born. I was about 5 to 10 months old. My parents split up. And as I grew a little older, between 2 to 4 years old, I remember hearing my brother saying it was my fault they split up, because I was the last child born from my both parents. I remember seeing cops come in and out of our house. It was like they're living at our house too. Earliest memories I had was always seeing my brother's face full of blood. Blood all over the walls, blood all over the ground. Having the whole neighborhood watch your family fight, it was rough. I remember seeing people, they were shocked, like, man, I can't believe this is happening. Some people were sad, like, man, this is sad for them. And some people were laughing. And at that time, I wish they could step in my shoes and see what I seen. And as I grew older, my brothers were so abused by my dad. And my dad had an alcohol and drug problem. And my dad would let my anger out on my older brothers. And my older brothers would let their anger out on me. And it was a cycle. And at the age of 13, I was in middle school, and I got bullied. People made fun of my family. People made fun of me. People telling me, you're going to be a drunk too, just like your older brothers, your dad. I was always pushed down, away from everyone else. And after my two cousins passed away, I realized I was really becoming like my dad, my brothers, because I ended up finding a bottle in my hand. And I remember I dropped it. This is not me. I'm just following my brother's, my dad's footsteps. And I remember Bill and Lori Picar, they told me about this conference here. I knew what it was about. I was so influenced by my dad, because I remember my dad would always say, that's a white man's God, son. Don't do anything with that. And I believed it. Made fun of Christians. Made fun of the churches at my res. But when I first came here, my whole perspective changed. Because the first Christian role model I had was so abusive and judgmental, and I thought all Christians were like that. 7 years ago, on this day, I was sitting back there, and I was crying. I never knew or heard about this man that loved me so much. I never felt so loved. And I just fell down to my knees and said, Jesus, I'm all yours. I'm following you. And one thing I kept to myself before I came here to WLS 7 years ago, I said, if this doesn't help or if this doesn't change me, I'm going home I'm taking my life. But that all changed because Jesus came in. And now I'm here standing in front of you guys because this hope that Jesus Christ brought to me. And maybe it's time for you guys to hear his hope that he got for you.